Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for March 9th, 2021. After a couple of days off because Rookie was gone, we're back. And glad to have you being part of the podcast. So you talked about the tournaments over the weekend, the hockey tournaments. Both teams second place finishes, is that correct?
That is not correct. The Boys Bantam C team, second place finish in Eau Claire. Gabby's team got the consolation championship. So we've been having fun with that in the household.
What does that mean?
That's fifth place.
Oh.
So the went to the loser, lost their first game, won their second
game. Is that irrelevant?
A little bit like that. You know, it's I'm teasing her, it's the champions of the losers.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you're in that bracket, you win the first game and you're on the winner's side of the bracket. And anything can happen.
Right.
You're feeling good. You lose that first game and you go into the loser's side of the bracket and you're feeling bummed out. But they did win their second game and then they won the consolation championship. And so they got fifth place. So we've been having fun. That's Gabby's team, the U14 girls. And then with the boys, the Bantam C team, we were over in Eau Claire, and we won our first two games, 8-3 and 3-1, put us in the championship game, and lost that one 4-1, so we got second place. So we've been having fun with that at the house.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, so for the boys who lost the championship game, was there any tears in the locker room? What was it like afterwards?
They were very excited. Look, we've had kind of a rough year. It's been up and down. We played very good at the beginning of the year. We struggled in the middle of the year, and we started playing better here again toward the end of the year. And I think they, you know, were they bummed that they didn't win the championship? Absolutely. And quite honestly, I said this on the show. I thought we were the better team. We really had the better scoring chances. We probably had 12 to 15 shots on goal more than the other team did. And, you know, just couldn't find a way to get the puck in the back of the net. But, you know, that's life. And so they were happy with the second place finish. They were very good sports, congratulating the other team. There were a few tears shed in the locker room afterwards, but it was with the older kids, the kids that really wore the Green Bay Bobcat jersey for the final time. Mm-hmm. The second year Bantams that were on the team, when they play next year, they'll be going to high school.
Oh, gotcha.
So they'll be playing for their high school teams next year, whether it be Bayport, Ashwaubenon, DePere, Green Bay United, whatever it may be. They will be moving on to high school. So, you know, it's a long journey through the association, you know.
Yeah.
If you get started at the very beginning, you're probably playing at least 1 year of Mites, and Mites is a lengthy process, quite easy. Quite honestly, if you're into Mites from the beginning, it can be upwards of 3 or 4 years. But you've typically played 1 year of Mites, a couple years of Squirts, a couple years of Peewees, and a couple years of Bantams. So in most cases for the kids, you've got at least 7 years put in with the organization and making friends and playing with a lot of the same kids over and over year after year. And then some of these kids go their separate way. A couple of them will go to Bayport. A couple of them will go to Ashwaubenon. A couple of them will go to, Green Bay United, whatever it may be. But it will totally change for them next year, being in high school and playing, whether it be varsity or JV, what have you. So there were a few tears shed by that.
So I was good. Well, what I was trying to get to is if you remember as a kid ever crying because of a sporting event.
You know,
remember anything?
No, you know, that's funny. I don't. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did when you're a kid, don't you? If you lose out on something, I'm sure I did.
I remember I remember two specific instances.
Okay.
Both playing Little League Baseball.
All right.
One time when I was like, I think I was 12 in an all-star tournament, and I was pitching, and I got shelled. I mean, I got rocked. Guy hit a 3-run home run off me. I'd never given up a home run before, and I was just devastated. I got yanked. And I go sit on the bench and I'm crying. And my older brother, taking pictures of me crying on the bench and just kind of laughing at me.
Sure, to rub it in.
That's what he did.
That's what big brothers do.
Yeah, so I remember that. But then there was another instance when I was even younger than that. I think I was 10 years old and we were playing in an all-star tournament. And we won the tournament and everybody on the team busted out crying.
Tears of joy. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the team that we beat was like the odds-on favorite. Everybody thought that no one was going to beat this team, and we actually beat them twice. We had to beat them twice to win it, and we did it. And we all just busted out in tears after the thing. And our coach was he didn't know why everybody was crying.
Yeah.
It was pretty weird. But it just happened. You know, it just came on, and there was nothing you could do about it. And once one guy started crying, everybody's crying.
Yeah.
Well, it was great because we were getting our trophies, you know, for the championship, mm-hmm. and everybody's still kind of wiping tears from their eyes. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I've ever cried in joy like that.
Yeah.
I remember it to this day.
Yeah, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember. The only, as I told you before, when we were talking about playing hockey and I played outdoors, I cried because my feet were so cold at times. Yeah. But that's about it.
That's funny. Well, I'm glad to hear Jackson and his teammates took it well. And hopefully, so they'll end up playing against each other in many cases, right, as they move on?
Some of the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's interesting. Because when I was growing up, you know, we played against, there was basically two schools in my town. There was a Catholic school and a public school.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my friends went to the public Catholic school. And so I never really saw them during the school year because I went to public school. But we played against each other in the summertime and Little League and stuff. But then once we got to high school, everybody mostly came to the public high school so that we got to play together. So that was kind of cool. The guys that I'd grown up with,
sure,
and played against, we got to play together in high school.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the opposite.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, congratulations. Season's in the books.
It is.
Are you going to be coaching anymore, do you think?
I think I'm hanging up the whistle.
Okay.
I think I'm hanging up the whistle. It is a big commitment, but I didn't get to see as many of Gabby's games as I would have liked to this year. You know, now that they're split and they're doing girls and boys, they used to play on the same team when I was coaching, and now they're split, and I only got to see a handful of Gabby's games. So it's a big commitment, and by just being a dad and a spectator, I can split their schedule in half and go see half of Jackson, half a Gabby.
There you go.
Typically, we would have had hockey practice last night on a Monday. It was kind of nice not having anything to do.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm sure something else is starting up soon, and can't wait to hear all about it. And you can hear all about it, too, if you tune in to the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.